meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance for scattered storms this afternoon, otherwise partly cloudy. Daytime high is approaching 87, winds out of the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows around 62, highs around 88, tomorrow mainly sunny. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. A new community organization in the city of Hays is trying to feed individuals in the community that are in need. As the organization known as Feeding Hays has volunteers working around the clock trying to make the impact in the community.
Not even a year yet. We've only been doing this since about the beginning of the school year this last year. On a regular week, we've gotten up to where we do about 35 to 40 meals a week. We do give it out real fast, about 5 minutes. We have some extras that we'll make up. A number of people come back and tell us that this has been a real sustaining part of their week.
That audio from KWCH News, where they say if you go in to donate into the Feeding Hays, it also goes to help pay off some of the child food programs.
If they give to that donation box, that money goes to paying off the student lunch debt. This year, we were able to pay off about $1,500.
They go on to say that the organization is excited to see the continued growth in the community.
When you're shopping for a used car, you don't want to go just anywhere. You don't want to go where it's crazy and chaotic and more like a circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first, Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is celebrating the retirement of their emergency preparedness dog known as Fred. As I say, he's been on duty working with children across the state of Kansas for the last 10 years.
We are celebrating Fred's retirement after 10 years of state service. He's retiring and going to stay at home and enjoy the retired life. So this started back in about 2012, 2013, and we were going to community events trying to share the message of preparedness, and we had Fred, and we took him out with us, noticed that kids were really drawn to him, and so we started talking about them being prepared along with their pets as part of their family, and then it just grew from there.
That audio from WIBW News is Michael McNulty, the KDHE Emergency Management Director, said that Fred has inspired other states to do the same thing as well, including agencies in the states of New York and Texas, helping incorporate puppies into their events. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the passing of the debt ceiling bill out of the House of Representatives and the Senate this week, Congressman Mike Flood from the state of Nebraska said he supported the bill with concerns of not getting paychecks to Social Security recipients across the state of Nebraska.
We have to make sure that our government functions. We have to make sure that we meet the obligations. The idea of not sending a Social Security check next week to Nebraskans because we couldn't deal with something that we've known about for 6 months is not acceptable.
That audio from KSNB at local channel 4, where he says defaulting could lead to a potential recession with even higher interest rates and millions of unemployed Americans across the nation. The bill ended up passing out of the House of Representatives by a vote of 314 to 117, with 71 Republicans voting against the initiative. The Senate also passed the bill on Thursday night with a vote of 63 to 36. Good America Network News.
Hi, I'm Jeff Aiken. Join me every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network for the latest market updates, the most up-to-date ag news, interviews with the newsmakers, and market analysis. Whether you need the latest prices on grains, livestock, oil, or the stock market, you'll be informed with the latest information that affects you and your business. The Mid-America Ag Network is your source for the news and information that impacts the ag industry. Check out market information and ag news with me, Jeff Aiken, every weekday on the Mid-America Ag Network.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Filing deadline for elections was Thursday. In Marysville, Councilman Todd Fry will challenge Jason Barnes, who is running for a third term as mayor. For City Council First Ward, Chris Schrader will challenge incumbent Parker Price in the only contested race, with incumbents Keith Beichman filing for second ward, Kevin Throm third ward. Cherie Ferris is filed for Ward 4, and Ken Kiekhafer for City Treasurer. A three-way race is set for Blue Rapids mayor, with incumbent Jerry Zayas challenged by Clayton Reed and David Sane. Two council members will be elected, with Derek DeBoer, William Waters, and Doug Weitzel filed. Vermilion will choose from mayoral candidates Russell Ogg Jr. and James Wolsencroft. Steve Evans and Paul Frazier are filed for council. In Axtell, Alex Cook and Richard Berger are uncontested for three council seats. Rob Olmsted is running for Beatty mayor, with Ryan Haverkamp and Brad Armstrong for council, with five positions open. Four candidates are filed for Frankfort City Council's three positions. They are Eric Brocksterman, Beth Helmrichs, Branton Smith, and Lance Jones. No one is filed in Oquito, with a mayor and five council positions open. Bruce Mitchell is filed for re-election as Summerfield mayor, and James Smith, Joy Renz Jr., and Craig Wiebe are filed, with five open positions. Waterville has three council seats open, with Tony Mann, Colby Hearn, Chuck Tryon, and Cynthia Meineke filed. There will be three contested races among four school board seats for Marysville USD 364. Rose Shelburne is the only filing for position one, while Paige Howard will challenge Chance Hartner for position two. Buster Schmitz is running against Jessica Jordan for position three. And incumbent Michelle Reinhart is challenged by Craig Harries for position four. There are no contested races for USD 380, with James Hagedorn, Jared Flinty, Royce Becker, and Sarah Smith filed. Three of four seats on the Valley Heights USD 498 board will be contested. Dava Waters is unchallenged for position one, while Corey Ekstrom faces Michael Vermitten for position two. Lucas Repke and Janelle Bigham are filed for position three, and Darren Bigham will take on Scott Torber for position seven. Primary elections would be held in August, with the general election in November. Gage County supervisors last week unanimously approved amended changes to regulations for solar installations, but took no action as yet on a moratorium in place currently restricting commercial solar energy permit applications. One amendment would address industries developing solar installations for their own operations, not sending power to the grid. These would be governed by a special use permit, not affected by setbacks, and the permitting would allow an appeals process. An initial amendment was defeated with concerns that installations could be located many miles from a commercial or industrial location, while another amendment allowing contiguous location to a facility was approved on a 5-2 vote. Additional restrictions as to locations near schools, churches, state and federal recreation areas were not added, with at least one supervisor noting that overly restrictive regulations could throttle efforts to pursue solar installations. Again, the package recommended by County Planning and Zoning was approved, with amendments noted at last week's meeting. Brian D. Polar Polson, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Brian Poehler Polson. Regina M. Linenberger, age 84, of Tonganoxie, formerly of Washington, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Augustine Catholic Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Rosary Tuesday evening at 6:30 at the church, with a visitation Tuesday noon until 4:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Regina Linenberger. Evelyn June Myers, age 93, of Manhattan, passed away May 24th. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Memorial Presbyterian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation 1 to 2 p.m. Wednesday at the church. Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for June Myers. Neola F. Woolbrandt, age 87, of Marysville, passed away May 30th. Graveside service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Neola Woolbrandt. Jimmy L. Tate, age 76, of Waterville, passed away May 31st. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church in Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Rosary at 7 p.m. Friday, with visitation noon to 7 on Friday. Family will greet friends from 6 to 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Jimmy Tate.
Hello, and thank you for calling. Our operators are busy at the moment. Please hold the line, and we will answer you shortly.
Stop the madness! With Blue Valley, there's less time on hold, more time together. Blue Valley Technologies offers reliable internet that works when you need it. And if there's an issue, we have local customer support that will make sure you're back online in no time. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Are you mechanically inclined and like working with your hands? Do you enjoy seeing a finished product come to fruition that started out as a raw piece of steel? Landall in Marysville is looking for you. Currently hiring welders, assembly, paint, and fabrication. Competitive wages, $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus based on your gross weekly wage, an excellent benefits package that includes comprehensive health insurance, life insurance, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online at Landall.com or contact them at 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Some showers may continue early tonight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine on Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and mostly clear skies throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms on Wednesday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And scattered showers will continue throughout Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Some rain early on Thursday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and partly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And chances for rain do continue throughout Friday and the weekend, with some rain possible throughout the afternoon on Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and showers may continue throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s, and rain on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 83, record high on this date, 104. The average low, 61, and the record low, 40. Sunset this evening, 8:50, sunrise in the morning at 6:02. We settled in for about a quarter inch of rain Sunday afternoon here at the KNDY studios.
It's not just humidity that makes hot weather unbearable. We take a look at the ingredients today that make heat waves more dangerous on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores the youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, June 5th, the 156th day of the year. Actors Ron Livingston and Mark Wahlberg share a birthday. Heat waves kill more people each year than all other weather hazards combined, and that's why researchers are looking at new ways to monitor the risks. The heat index takes humidity into account, but other factors come into play too. Wind, for example, causes quicker dehydration, and heat waves in June may be riskier than those in August because our bodies haven't acclimated to the heat. No matter when your first heat wave strikes, stay hydrated and check on elderly neighbors who are more vulnerable to killer heat. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local forecast online at almanac.com.
All your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. Despite not being able to out-hit the Colorado Rockies yesterday, the Royals did get a 2-0 win. That was the only win of the three-game series from the weekend. The Royals did lose on Friday and Saturday to the Rockies. Now Kansas City goes on the road. They will face the Florida Marlins starting tonight at 5:40. Despite Jokic scoring 41 last night for the Denver Nuggets, they did fall to the Miami Heat 111-108. The series is now tied at one apiece and will return to Miami for Wednesday's game starting at 7:30. The University of Kansas men's basketball team has lost out on a 2023 guard as Chris Johnson has requested a release from his letter of intent with the Kansas Jayhawks. Johnson signed with the Jayhawks in November of 2022. He chose KU over Arkansas, Alabama, and Ole Miss. Speaking of KU, Allen Fieldhouse is getting renovations this year. The first area to be improved is the KU men's basketball staff suite. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas.
4313 is another new early group 4 maturity soybean with medium tall plant height, strong emergence, highly rated for sudden death disease tolerance, and great on dry land. 4313 soybeans.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836. Kaufman Seed.
Did you know that 4-H isn't just for kids who live and work on farms? 4-H is a club for boys and girls ages 7 through 18 and promotes community service, leadership, and communication skills. With over 34 projects to choose from, the possibilities are endless. For more information about 4-H, visit www.sedgwick.ksu.edu.
Last week for Wichita State Baseball, Lauren Hibbs was not retained by Athletic Director Kevin Saw, and as reports are starting to come out, it looks like it will be Washington State's Brian Green that will be Wichita State's next head coach. According to D1 Baseball's Kendall Rogers, he reports that Kevin Saw's next hire will be Brian Green. Green compiled a record of 91-79 for the Cougars. They had their best season under Green in 2023. There were many rain delays yesterday in Illinois at Gateway for NASCAR, but at the end of the day, Kyle Busch took home the checkered flag. In the Softball College World Series, Oklahoma advanced to the semifinals. They will take on Stanford today at noon. Oklahoma beat Tennessee on Saturday 2-0. Last night, Oklahoma State fell and got eliminated from the College World Series by Tennessee 8-0. So that sets up another matchup between Florida State and Tennessee tonight at 7. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team finishing 2-2 in a tournament at Wilbur this past weekend, winning the first round versus Utica Beaver Crossing 10-2, then defeating host Wilbur 5-3, falling to DeWitt 9-7 before falling to Wilbur in a rematch 5-2. Marysville Legion Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team finishing 2-2 in tournament play at Clifton Clyde for a doubleheader Wednesday.
Make every job easier with one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber. For any project inside or out, if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer, get the tools you need, including Milwaukee, DeWalt, Stanley, and more. Battery-operated tools offer the convenience and mobility with the power to get the job done quickly every time. Stocked with all the blades, bits, and accessories for your convenience as well. Check out the Power Tools selection today and get the work started on your schedule with Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtel Lumber.
CJ Express is convenient for you with three locations. CJ West in Marysville and Frankfort offer Hunt Brothers Pizza with all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy and delicious Bird Shack fried chicken and a selection of sandwiches, salads, as well as grab-and-go hot food options that meet your taste. Drop by, call in, order online, or download their super convenient mobile app. Local delivery is available, too, and always count on Sinclair quality gasoline at all three locations with diesel, too, at CJ Express East in Marysville and Frankfort.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Prevent insect damage on your vegetables with the help of floating row covers. These spun fabrics let air, light, and water through, but prevent many insects from reaching the plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Eliminate cabbage worm damage on cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts with the help of row covers. Loosely cover the plants at planting. Anchor the ends of the fabric with stones, boards, or landscape staples. The plants support the fabric and prevent the moths from laying their eggs on the plants. Cover beans with the fabric at planting to prevent bean beetle damage. Lift to harvest and recover the plants until the harvest is complete. Cover squash and cucumbers to reduce the risk of squash vine borer and squash bugs on squash plants and cucumber beetles on cucumbers. Cover at planting and remove once flowering begins so the bees can pollinate the flowers. The early season protection helps reduce the risk of damage to the harvest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
If you are looking for a new career opportunity, the Marshall County Sheriff's Department is accepting applications for jail staff. Applicants must be 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or equivalent, no felony or domestic violence charges, and pass a drug and background check, along with an entry-level exam. Starting at $20 per hour plus benefits, including paid vacation, sick hours, retirement, and health packages, applicants must be expected to book, search, transport, and assist in the care of inmates along with other duties. Jail staff shifts are 12 hours, 4 days on and 4 days off, allowing for more flexibility in your schedule. Applications can be picked up at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 107 South 13th Street, Marysville, or online at marshallcoks.org. Contact Sheriff Tim Ackerman for further questions or to apply for this jailer position with the Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
The military exercise was top secret. When this mission was finally open to the public, the Reverend, who played the pivotal role in thwarting the Germans' plan to build an atomic bomb, had already died. But today, his story and that of the mission is known and memorialized in this small Illinois town. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
During World War II, Hitler's scientists were racing to create their own atomic weapon. A heavy water plant in Norway was performing part of that work, and although the Allies knew of its location, it was almost impossible to bomb it from above or reach it on ground. The Reverend Christian Christiansen lived in Gardner, Illinois, but grew up in that area of Norway. When he read newspaper accounts of Hitler's plant, he contacted the U.S. military, and his information was used to train British commandos to destroy the plant. However, John Weiss says the Reverend never could tell of his role in saving the world from Hitler's atomic bomb.
When the war was over, the Reverend had already passed away. But the family started getting letters thanking him for everything he had done. Family had no idea what was going on.
The Reverend had confided in local newspaper editor Bert Barkinson, who later wrote an article about the secret mission.
So he wrote front page story, now everybody knew. When I found out about the story, Bert had already passed away. Nobody could find a copy of that newspaper article.
That article was the only written account of the Reverend saving the world from nuclear destruction. But now, no one could find the newspaper clipping with all of the information.
One day I got a phone call. Somebody remembered that someone had taken this newspaper article, varnished it onto a plaque, and hung it at the church where the Reverend was the minister.
It was the only hope of finding a written account of the Reverend's contribution.
So my wife and I went to the church, talked to the local minister. He knew nothing at all about what we're talking about. He said, well, what the heck? Let's check it out. We started pulling things off the walls, and there it was.
The only copy of the article. An article that shed light on a secret mission that had been forgotten until they found the plaque in the Reverend's old church. Today, a memorial here remembers the contribution of the minister in saving the world from Hitler's nuclear threat. Traveling the countryside in Gardner, Illinois, I'm Andrew McRae.
Fresh, juicy strawberries are ripening in the patch and ready to pick. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. To preserve their quality as long as you can, you have to handle them with care, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
With red stained fingers and strawberry juice on my face. I love going to U-Pick strawberry farms. I always bring too many home and have to find ways to keep them fresh a little longer. Karen Blakesley is a food scientist at Kansas State University. She says after you pick strawberries, sort through them and toss any that have mold. If you're going to eat the berries right away, remove the stems and quickly rinse them under cold water.
Rub off any stubborn dirt and pat the berries dry on paper towels so they don't become waterlogged in order to prevent spoilage. Strawberries that will be used later should not be washed. The best place to put them is in the refrigerator.
Put them in a plastic bag or some kind of closed container. Actually, something that's got a little bit of breathing with it, that'll help. But you want to keep some humidity in there so they don't dry out. And then just put them in the fruit or vegetable drawer in your refrigerator, and that'll help keep them from getting dried out, too.
Strawberries stored properly in the fridge might last a week, but Blakesley says it's best to use them within 2 or 3 days. Berries that are overripe or bruised won't last as long. Don't let strawberries sit on the kitchen counter for longer than a day or two, because this will speed up spoilage. If you can't use them right away, pop them into the freezer.
Just wash them, take the stems off, lay them out on a cookie sheet in a single layer and freeze them like that. And then once they're froze, put them in a freezer package, like a freezer bag. And that way they won't get stuck together. You really don't have to put sugar on them. And that way you've got straight strawberries. Then you can do whatever you want to with them once you're ready to use them.
Find more tips for keeping strawberries fresh at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Just as I am.
Flight ever hit unexpected turbulence? It can be a terrifying experience, feeling like you're being tossed around without any control. Hi, I'm Callie Grease with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Similarly, life can be full of financial turbulence, but having an emergency fund can help you weather the storm and fly toward clearer skies. In the same way that a pilot navigates turbulence by relying on their training, preparedness, and protocols, you can be a good steward of the resources God has given you, even in financial turbulence, by establishing an emergency fund.
unpredictable events, like a sudden job loss or a medical emergency, maybe even a car accident. They can cause financial stress. Instead of being caught by surprise when these less than ideal things happen, plan ahead by setting aside money in an emergency fund to provide for a solid cushion to fall back on. You can face any financial turbulence with peace of mind, knowing that you're prepared for whatever comes your way.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
KNDY.
Many agricultural research successes happen right on the farm, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Jeff Lackner is a fan of on-farm research. Lackner's family has 6,000 acres near Wessington, South Dakota, for crops and a 450-head cow-calf operation.
It helps ag producers put tools to work, become more profitable, employ best practices more often, and ultimately be more sustainable. The ideas that we have and the ideas that come from those research groups can be translated into meaningful research and then translated into success to produce food for a hungry world.
Lackner says it all starts with an idea.
I truly believe that from ideas comes research. Those ideas drive the research that's so necessary to be placed into action, to be placed into the hands of those ag producers so they can better themselves.
Lackner also has a theory about where ideas start.
Farmers and ranchers who are producers, when they ask better questions of each other or of the firms they're dealing with, the ideas come better and they're a lot more usable and applicable.
Lackner's dedication to research goes beyond his own farming operation. He's also on an advisory council for the Foundation of Food and Agriculture Research. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
In our area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof or outbuilding, call Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, phone 785-336-1583. Offering free estimates and the highest quality work. From shingling residential buildings to tackling metal roofing, even concrete work can be done by Lozano Construction and Roofing. Mother Nature moves quick. Respond quicker by calling Lozano Construction and Roofing, 785-336-1583.
J&M Liquor invites you out to Sam Wymore Days. Join us June 10th for live entertainment by Lloyd McCarter and the Honky Tonk Revival. Amazing ribs, Mississippi pot roast, and much more from the Snackin' Wagon and, of course, the Cornstalk Beer Garden. We will see you at Cornstalk 2023 from J&M Liquor in Wymore.
Here's a look at your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, June the 5th. Well, COVID-19 continues to impact rural communities across the country. Chad Smith has more.
Dr. Tom Ellison is the medical services director for Project Help in Alabama. He says a lack of access to sufficient health care is making it difficult for many rural residents.
It has affected rural communities because of the lack of access, lack of broadband, fewer providers, fewer access points, and that couples with the long-term chronic diseases that always has existed in rural communities. Even when just the emergency department closes, people have nowhere to go. So people with diabetes, ischemic heart disease, instead of driving 20 miles, now some of them have to drive 80 miles.
COVID testing is no longer free in many states, and doctors want to change that.
We are trying to make sure that the states that can will soon expand Medicaid so that even the people who want to get COVID testing don't have to come out of pocket. At one time, the test kits were free, available everywhere, and I was in a rural setting 2 days ago, and I see them now at pharmacies for $19.
Ellison says people are still being affected every day by COVID.
The numbers are way down, but we want to continue to keep them down. It's still about 300 people a day are passing from this. So it's significant for those family members and those people. And we don't want an uptick. When people get too relaxed sometimes, they stop doing the things that prevented them from getting it initially, and they stop getting vaccinations.
Summertime activities mean additional opportunities to get COVID and pass it on.
People who have been, what they felt, bottled up for so long, are now wanting to go and enjoy things. So I'm noticing an uptick in the games, especially indoor games.
And that's your Ag News.
Circus. You probably don't want to go to the place with a goofy mascot where they don't even listen and try to sell you something you don't want. And you definitely don't want to deal with a place with a sleazy guy like this.
This one here is a beauty. Tip-top shape. Don't mind that noise. She's running perfect. Don't worry. You can trust me.
Come see our team of professionals here at Rusty Eck Ford. Not only will we help you find the vehicle that you want, they're the experts in helping you with the financing you need, no matter your credit situation. So before you go to one of those other places and wish later that you didn't, go to Rusty Eck Ford first. Wichita's only President's Award winner for customer service 3 years in a row. See the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world. And so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNDY.
Elderberries could be the new it farm commodity. There's a huge demand for the fruit, and more growers are needed on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Some background income from your land? Make money growing elderberries on as little as an acre. Native elderberries grow wild in the United States and have been treasured for their antiviral and anti-inflammation properties for thousands of years. The health benefits, coupled with cultivars that show consistent yields and quality, are getting growers interested in it as an alternative crop. The demand for elderberry products is skyrocketing, but there aren't enough commercial growers. Alan Helland is the manager of River Hills Harvest in Hartsburg, Missouri. He says in 2018, contracting farmers made on average about $8,000 per acre. The plant is a multi-stem shrub that will grow almost anywhere.
We actually produce by a primacane culture, so we cut to the ground and do fruit and flower on new stems each year. That interrupts a couple disease cycles. Even conventionally, growing elderberry is a low-spray operation. It's very rare that pests build up. The hardest one is Drosophila. The new invasive fruit fly, that one's kind of a pain.
Helen says you can buy elderberry plants in a nursery, but for a commercial operation, it's much cheaper to get them as cuttings.
We can sell you a cutting for $2 to $3, depending on the variety. If you're putting out a high-density planting on an acre, you're talking about 1,700 plants or cuttings. As long as they stay moist, straight dormant wood cuttings, you probably have at least an 80-85% success rate in the field.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about growing elderberries at agriculture.com.
Stockman. If you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Leuenberger. He has 30 head of Angus and Semangus yearling, 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Leuenberger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, on this Monday, our grains have been a bit volatile. Of course, we are in a weather market, so that's what you get, right? July corn right now, 596. That's down 13. September corn, 530 1/4. That's down 5 1/4. Kansas City wheat for July, 823 1/4. That's up 11. Kansas City wheat for September, 817. That's up 9 3/4. July oats, 342 1/4. That's up 4 3/4. September oats at 346, and that's up 3. Looking at soybeans for July, 1348 1/2. That's down 4. August soybeans at 1259 1/2, and that's down 3. Looking at cotton for July, 86.03. That's down 2 cents. December cotton, 82.09. That's up 24 cents. Looking at cattle, live cattle for June, up 90 cents right now, 177.35. August live cattle, 173.45, and that's up 55 cents. Feeder cattle for August, 242.70. That's up 80 cents. September feeder cattle, 245.75. That's up 75 cents currently. Looking at crude for July, 72.76, your current price per barrel, up $1.02. August crude, 72.85, that's up $1.01. Looking at gold on this Monday, gold for June, 19.57.70, that's up $5.30. August gold, 19.47.70, that's up $5.20. Silver for July, 23.64, that's down 10 cents. September silver, 23.85 1/2, and that's down 11 cents. Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is down 97. S&P up 12, NASDAQ up 97. That's a look at your market information. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Strive Bank in Wichita. Have you heard of them? Strive Bank is a Wichita community bank you can trust. Strive Bank, STRYV, is locally owned and was started by business investors here in 1974. With a focus on business, Strive knows the ins and outs of the local market. Strive, spelled STRYV, is a full-service bank with two local locations for all your consumer and business needs. Visit STRYVBank.com. Strive Bank, locally owned, here for all your banking needs.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
While Kansas hasn't had excessive precipitation recently, it has had timely precipitation, which could cause fusarium head blight in wheat, also known as scab. K-State Extension wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre explained how the disease survives and what fields are at the highest risk of getting it.
It survives in wheat and corn residue, so it's something that is particularly problematic in our no-till fields and particularly no-till after corn. So it infects corn too and causes a corn disease called gibberella ear rot. So that's kind of the sister disease there. And you can imagine if you have wheat going in after corn, that's really some of your highest risk fields. Those are the fields we really pay attention to, especially this time of year when wheat is moving through that flowering growth stage.
Onofre describes what stage of the wheat growing process the crop is most susceptible to scab and what conditions increase risk.
We've had just such a terribly dry season leading up to this point, and then we have had some timely showers now as our kind of central and northeast part of the state is moving into that flowering window. And so that risk has actually elevated, and we're really turning our attention to those fields that, you know, have high yield potential, maybe that are on irrigated land or, you know, are higher yield potential on those wheat after corn fields.
There are not many fungicide products labeled for fusarium head blight. She does review the products and also the restrictions that come with using fungicide products.
There are just a limited number of products labeled for control. So typically, we don't use products that have the QOIs or the strobilurins in them. We usually use products that have our DMIs or our SDHIs. So some of the products that are on the market and labeled and have tested well in our research trials are Moravis Ace. That's a product that's done well now in several years of testing. The product Spherix. There's a product ProSaro, which is a product that should be well known to producers, and a newer product called ProSaro Pro that shows similar efficacy there. And there's a few older products like ProLine or Corumba that work pretty well. Now, one really important thing to remember is that all of these fungicides, they have pre-harvest restrictions. So that means they cannot be applied past a particular growth stage. That becomes really important this time of season because those can come up really quick. So most of them have that really as that watery ripe growth stage or our end of flowering. Some are 30 days, and that can also be tricky this time of the year.
That was Kansas State University Extension wheat pathologist Kelsey Anderson Onofre with an update about fusarium head blight in wheat fields in Kansas. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
you beg your daddy for no diamond ring. Mama, don't you beg your daddy for no diamond ring. 'Cause mama, you already got the best of everything. Get up, woman. Get up off your big, fat, rusty, dusty. Don't hear me. Get up, get up, get up, woman. Get up off your big, fat, rusty, dusty. Get up, mama. Get up before you get. Yes, baby, you got the best of everything. You better lose that champagne taste.
Country music since before country music was cool. We're 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231AX, Marysville.